Blackstone Audio presents Mama Coco and the Hundred Gunmen, an ordinary family's extraordinary tale of love, loss, and survival in Congo, by Lisa J. Shannon. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. For Héritier. I imagine. Sometimes I imagine standing in the corner of the family coffee plantation, maybe in a nearby field, watching the family hover around Roger's body. The day the attack started, they found him off the road by the river, in the bushes under a shroud of palm leaves, hacked, his mouth and wounds boiling with a greedy riot of insects. Roger was the first to die. When the family found his body, neighbors were already rushing to gather their bare essentials, slipping away on the footpaths and back routes, as inconspicuous and silent as a mass exodus can be. Yet Roger's family carried his body back to the coffee plantation for burial. I picture the family as they linger, mulling around, digging the grave, dressing him for hasty burial. Mama Cecilia kneeling over him, washing away the blood, her calloused fingers sweeping clean every crevasse and axe wound burgeoning with insects. Roger's preteen sons sulk in the corner, the spark in their eyes draining fast. His church-going wife, Marie, tall and full of grace, presses her fingers into a rosary, leaning on Jesus to get her through each imposing minute. Roger's younger brother and another of his sons, each on the verge of manhood, dig the grave. His father, Papa Alexander's, eyes track the bloodthirsty crawlers shaken free by Mama Cecilia as they make their rapid retreat into dusty fields or dark hiding places, like the neighbors.